Gerhard von Breuning's memoirs recall his conversations with the Fröhlich sisters, who had been close friends of Franz Schubert some 60 years earlier. Anna Fröhlich had been a singer and taught singing to the women at the conservatorium in Vienna. Von Breuning wrote the following about today's work by Schubert for women's choir. He wrote, "On 8 October 1876, the Vienna Men's Choral Society had performed Schubert's Gott in der Natur, today's work, with resounding success. When I told this to Anna the next day, she broke in excitedly, 'He wrote that for me.' Surprised and skeptical, I replied, 'But it is for chorus and orchestra.' Whereupon she said, 'But originally it was written for quartet. It happened like this. It was shortly after Schubert had been introduced to us and was coming to the musical evenings, which I used to give at that time in our house. We had just sung the trios and other things from the magic flute, and he said over and over again, "Bless my soul." I can see him still, folding his hands together as if in prayer, because he was so moved, and pressing them against his mouth, as he used to do when he heard something beautiful. Heavens, how beautiful that is! And then, suddenly, "But I know just what I shall do." And then, in a few days, he brought me the quartet, Gott ist mein Hirt, Psalm 23, and soon after that, the quartet, Gott in der Natur. Kathy added, "Yes, indeed, our poor Schubert. He was a wonderful nature. Never was he envious and jealous, as so many others are. On the contrary, if something beautiful in the way of music was performed, he would put his hands together against his mouth and sit there quite enraptured. The innocence and simplicity of his nature were quite indescribable. Very often he would sit with us on the sofa, joyfully rubbing his hands and say, 'Today I think I have done something which is really good.' Ah, well, our poor Schubert, only a fortnight before his illness, or rather before his death, he was at our house." For this unusual composition for women's voices, Schubert turned to a poem by Christian Ewald von Kleist. Schubert set the first four of the poem's 17 verses. Of course, writing for women's voices is a different challenge than for men's voices because there is really no bass line. And indeed, Schubert's brother later gave the estates permission for this to be rescored for men's voices. But Schubert heard it, in his mind, with women singing. So that is the version we will be hearing. The poem extols God in human terms, calling on nature to assist as we struggle to comprehend the very concept of God. "The heavens without number are the rooms in his castle. His chariot is a storm, and it is pulled by lightning," and so forth, all of which is wonderfully poetic.